Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this evening of Maundy Thursday, the title of our message is simply Mealtime with Jesus. Finding our text in the gospel reading I just read, just hear these two verses again. And he took bread and gave thanks. And he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Our Lenten journeys over these last 6 weeks have taken us to numerous places in the last week of Jesus' earthly life. And so tonight, we go to the city of Jerusalem on Thursday night. It is mealtime with Jesus. We see in Jerusalem countless houses aglow with candlelight and eager faces around festively decorated tables. It is the eve of Passover, the holy day of Judaism. We climb some steps to a second story of a house, its upper room, and there we meet 13 men, Jesus and his 12 disciples. They're having their Passover meal. It will be the final meal they share together before Jesus' death the next day. The table is set. Look before you, two parts of the table covered with cloth, and dishes rest on the uncovered part of the table. On hand is the matzah, the unleavened bread. You'll also see to your right some red wine mixed with water, a number of special herbs, some bitter, and a bowl of salt water in which you'll later dip these herbs. The couches upon which the men reclined are formed into a U-shape, a horseshoe shape, around the table. Soon we see Peter and John bringing the lamb that they have prepared for roasting. As Luke records in his holy gospel, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the 12 apostles with him. The Passover ritual begins with the sharing of the cup of wine and the traditional Hebrew prayer of thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. I'll say it again. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. Then another prayer is spoken in thanksgiving for the anniversary of Israel's birth as a nation, its deliverance from slavery in Egypt so many, many years ago. Next, the host of the meal arises to wash his hands. And it's at this time that our Lord arises and washes the feet of the 12 and gives them the commandment in Latin, mandatum, from which we get Maundy Thursday, commandment Thursday, the commandment to love one another. As the host of the meal, Jesus next dips some of the bitter herbs into the salt water to remind them of the bitterness and the saltiness of their tears of their forefathers when they were slaves in Egypt. And then Jesus breaks one of the flat, unleavened bread, carefully setting aside half of it for use later in the meal. as the first half of the bread is eaten, Jesus declares from the historic Seder liturgy, this is the bread of miseries, which our fathers ate in haste when they fled from Egypt. The second cup of wine is now shared. As the Passover liturgy explains why this feast has been kept ever since that first Passover night that we read about in Exodus 12. That night when the angel of death passed over the Hebrew homes where the doorposts had been painted with the blood of the Lamb. Now by this time, in the upper room with Jesus, the lamb has been fully roasted and the meal proper begins. And then after the meal, Jesus picks up the unused second half of the unleavened bread. This is the bread that's referred to in Luke's famous words, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, "This is my body given unto you." Also after supper, the cup is raised again for another blessing. And Jesus then speaks these words we so dearly love. This is the cup which is poured out for you, the new covenant in my blood. An epic which began 1,500 years before was now coming to a close. The old covenant between God and his people, signified by the blood of the Passover lamb, was now to be superseded by a new covenant based on the blood of Jesus, whom John the Baptist calls the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The Passover was about to give way to the sacrament of Holy Communion. Maybe you've never noticed this before, but Jesus began his public ministry with a sacrament when he was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptizer. And Jesus ends his earthly ministry with a sacrament, the Lord's Supper. Maundy Thursday is the anniversary of our Lord's institution of the Lord's Supper. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, we find that the members of the early church celebrated this sacrament every time they met. The book of Acts says, they continued steadfastly with the breaking of the bread and with prayers. And now, our Lord tells us what he told those apostles in the upper room. He says, now, this do in remembrance of me. And so we remember, as we receive his body and blood, that Jesus took our sin upon himself, carried it to Calvary, suffered all of God's wrath over our sin, suffered the hell, which is separation from his heavenly Father upon that cross, that we might never be so separated. And so we remember, as we eat and drink, that by raising Jesus from the dead on the third day, Almighty God signed and sealed the new covenant, the new contract, the new agreement that all who place their faith in the crucified Lord Jesus Christ and the one who is risen again, that person shall also one day rise from the grave. And so we remember that according to the terms of this new covenant in his blood, God credits us. This is amazing. God credits us with everything that Jesus did. On the credit side of our ledger, This is what's written. Perfect fulfillment of the law. Perfect obedience to God's will. Perfect with relationship with Almighty God. And on the debit side of our ledger, now it is written, sins paid in full. The Lord's Supper is 100% gift. No strings attached. Nothing you can do to earn it or deserve it. In Lutheran circles, the Lord's Supper is called a means of grace. A means that God uses to deliver to us today what He won for us on that cross 2,000 years ago. A means of grace to deliver to us His forgiveness, His peace, His strength, His very presence. In this holy meal, we experience the nearness of God, the closeness of God, a concrete expression of His love for us. It is truly a holy communion, the closest communion a human being can have with their Lord this side of heaven. And because Jesus said so, this bread and wine, at the same time, is Jesus' precious body and blood, given and shed for us, for the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord Jesus, as He promised, is truly present with us tonight. So come now, this evening, up these steps to this upper room. All is prepared. It is mealtime with Jesus. Your Lord awaits you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.